This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you use Uber or Lyft to get around on a regular basis, today you'll have to make alternate arrangements. As drivers for both ride services nationwide are taking part in a one-day strike, this Uber driver in Washington, D.C. says,
"The top five executives have done over $140 million last year, while drivers all over the place don't have enough money."
He and others saying essentially the company is getting rich off paying them low wages. At least one student dead, eight others injured after two students opened fire at a school near Denver yesterday afternoon. An 18-year-old and a 17-year-old are in custody. Severe weather again threatening the south central U.S. today. Tornadoes are possible in Texas and Oklahoma, where yesterday baseball-sized hail was reported. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The House Judiciary Panel will be voting on contempt of Congress citations for Attorney General Bill Barr and the Justice Department shortly. The departments refused to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The world finally gets its first look at the latest royal baby in England as Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were showing the baby boy off outside Windsor Castle a short time ago.
I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy and be able to spend some precious time with him as he slowly starts to grow up.
The couple still has not announced a name for the seventh in line to the British throne. Oakland A's pitcher Mike Fiers throwing a no-hitter in a 2-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds in Oakland, a second no-career no-no for Fiers, who walked two and struck out six. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Iran says it will no longer fully comply with the nuclear deal it signed with the U.S. and five other nations, an announcement coming today 1 year after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement. Iran's Supreme National Security Council saying in a statement, the Islamic Republic will no longer abide by limits on keeping enriched uranium and heavy water reserves. Iran says the other nations that signed the 2015 agreement, Britain, Germany, China, Russia, and France, now have 60 days to ease restrictions on its banking and oil industries. The Trump administration is currently working to block all of Iran's oil exports. The Houston area tried to dry out after being struck by flash floods, thunderstorms rolling through that region yesterday, and the mayor said that high water rescue vehicles were dispatched to the Kingwood area, which got 6 inches of rain. The city of Sugarland said that all major roadways were impassable after 7 inches. inches fell there. And there were no winners in last night's Mega Millions drawing, and that means the Mega Millions jackpot has jumped to an estimated $295 million. The cash option on that for any lucky winner would be $181 million. And the next drawing is set for Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find us anytime at all online, of course, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
I know you wonder if it's even at all possible, but yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen, and we can do this together because it's the government up for by we the people, so we must fight on and hold on to the vision that the framers of our Constitution gave us that has been so successful for these 240-plus years here, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and the Democrats, they're going to hold Attorney General Barr in contempt. This, according to ABC News, the Washington Post is saying the Trump administration is in contempt of Congress. Nancy Pelosi says Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. John Milkovich joins us right now, author, attorney, Democratic senator out of Louisiana. Yes, the home of the best tasting beignets on the planet, I want you to know. And he joins us, and I think he's probably one of the few Americans that's not in contempt right now. But maybe will be, right? How you doing, buddy?
Well, listen, you know, they're mad because William Barr cannot resurrect a dead investigation, a dead prosecution. And if there had been life in it to begin with, then, you know, God could resurrect it. But God's not going to resurrect Mueller's investigation of Donald Trump because it was a lie from jump. Mm-hmm. Still alive. Nothing's changed. I mean, this is what we know. We know that on March 5th, 2017, Clapper, the head of the Director of National Intelligence, said on behalf of the intelligence agency, there's no there there. Mm-hmm. We know that we have a surveillance state where the federal government spies on all of our telephone conversations, our email transactions, our digital communications, and if there had been a conspiracy, they would have had evidence. There was none. We know that they spent 22 months trying to make a case. They couldn't. Well, they couldn't make a case. They tried to manufacture it by threatening and trying to intimidate witnesses in the line. They still didn't have a case. So why is this Bill Barr's fault?
Right. Well, and the thing is, what they've set into motion is something I believe, John, is going to come back and bite them. Because we know, first of all, going into this, even Peter Strzok said there's no there there. And Mueller knew this, and he knew it before the 2018 midterms. So was this extended to prejudice the people? And this was part and parcel. Again, I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about manipulating the whole election process, whether it's the Russians and, you know, as you and I have talked about before, John, they're not even talking about the domestic involvement that was perpetrated upon the people by Hillary Clinton and her campaign. And, of course, she has the gall to tell America, I guess for those that want to hear it, it's like, wow, you got to be kidding me that the election was stolen from you. I mean, this isn't even a close thing like, Gore v. Bush. I mean, this is, she just lost, clearly.
I'm having to run because I'm at an event here by the state capitol. But let me tell you, thank you for your work. Thank you for having a guest to stand up to say that this investigation was a scam from Jump Street. And let me end by this. Congratulating you, Bill Martinez. You did your part, and we beat Mueller. We beat him. We beat him with the help of God. And they ain't going to be able to fix that.
No. Well, John, I'm sorry you have to go. I was looking forward to a deeper conversation. We'll have to continue this later, but I understand. I mean, you got a job to do. I mean, you're a state senator there in Louisiana, and we always appreciate you coming on. And, of course, an author with a book that is flying off the shelves, Robert Mueller, the errand boy for the New World Order. So congratulations on all your great work. So thank you for being with us even for a couple moments, buddy. Take care.
Hey, buddy. I'm in your fan club.
You got it. All right, man. You're awesome. John Milkovich, as I mentioned, the attorney, Democratic state senator out of Louisiana, and his book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. This whole situation, with Bill Barr being held in contempt and of course the president is not going to allow, Don McGahn, to go to Congress either. I mean, after 30 hours with Mueller, I mean, they've got everything they need, but of course, what they're claiming is that, you kind of violated and opened the door and allowed the whole concept of executive privilege to be penetrated by allowing Don McGahn to be interviewed by Mueller to begin with. So, the president, no matter what he does, he's getting punished, by the Democrats, which is, quite insulting when you think about it, because as much as he's cooperated, the only thing he didn't do was allow himself to be put into a perjury trap by, answering direct questions and being, being interviewed by Robert Mueller. I mean, Mueller would have loved that. But I believe the counsel to the president was wise in saying, hey, you don't want to get there. I mean, look what they tried to do with Jerome Corsi and, what they did with General Flynn. We're talking, here, the president of the United States, the people's president, and, they would have loved to catch him in a perjury trap. And, and this is the thing that, I'm not sure everyday people can understand, the kind of questioning that takes place like this, that it's easy, to misremember, they have the answers, you don't know, and where they're going with the questions. And here it is a number of years, and you're trying to do the best you can to recount events. And as I mentioned with Jerome Corsi, who's been on with us several times, I mean, it's pretty clear as to what happened with them. And in one part, I was kind of surprised. I mean, credit to the FBI that they allowed him, to go back after a session of interviews to go back and review his notes from his computer and come back and correct the record so that he wouldn't be standing in jeopardy. But even with that, they tried to pin him in a corner and get him to lie about something to, sign a statement, which he said, as a man of faith, I can't say that. That would be a lie. That's not who I am. I can't do that. And to his credit, and I think that, Jerome Corsi in his own way gave a lot of courage. And this is the thing, this is one of those moments, those human philosophical moments that you whether or not you catch this, but I see this very clearly, that this is the power of the truth, that it does embolden and encourage other people to be truthful, to understand that, look, you have nothing to hide, but when you're caught up in, the threats of, imagine the FBI's at your door. At least for Jerome, I mean, he wasn't woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning, with a gun raid and, automatic weapons at his front door and, like they did with Roger Stone. But, in part, he and his family were, thinking, hey, this, this could be a likely option if it happened to, you know, Roger Stone. Could it not happen to him as well? So you can only imagine the kind of stress that this brought upon Jerome Corsi's family and others. George Papadopoulos, who was on with us a couple of weeks ago, you know, talking about his new book and laying out his experiences and how, you know, he was worked. But, you know, George Papadopoulos is not a knucklehead. I mean, the guy's smart. I mean, he figured it out real quick. And he goes to the FBI, says, hey, I think I'm being scammed here. And what do? They use that meeting, you know, to trap him in. And so he's got to spend some time in jail. I mean, this whole deal stinks to high heaven. And I know most reasonable people understand that. And we're going to continue on with the conversation here in just a moment. So stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Let's be clear here, Rick. With all of your distortions and horrible tales, I answered it numerous times. When a woman gets pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her. It's part of her body. And this is about a woman having full agency and control of her body and making decisions about her body and what is part of her body with medical professionals. Those are the facts, and that is the law of the land.
Listen.
When a woman gets pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her. It's part of her body. When a woman gets pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her. It's part of her body.
That's her story. She's sticking to it. That's Christine Quinn, former Speaker of New York City Council, on CNN the other night with Congressman Santorum. And with Chris Cuomo, this is the battle, you know, that is going on, and why the resistance, with what's happening with the Supreme Court, they are beside themselves, and these are ideologues that are not interested in a conversation. They are holding on to their determination of the truth as they see it. And, what in biology, what in anything about the study of the human body would tell you that this is not a human being? And, you know, this past weekend in New York City, which must have been a gall to her, that, Focus on the Family was there with Alive in New York, an incredible event, and showing on big screens there. They had hoped to put it on the major billboards there in Times Square. But of course, the billboard companies, they don't want anything to do with it. You know, this whole situation about infanticide. I mean, this is where our country is right now. It's pretty crazy, isn't it? That we can kill children. And, it's like Atlas Shrugged. It doesn't matter. You know, New York continues to move on and walk on by, and I say New York, but every state of the union is doing that. But people are starting, to understand, after movies, the Gosnell movie, again, which pointed out just how political this issue of abortion has become, that we can't even talk about it. I mean, you can hear Christine. I mean, she's very animated. And passionate about her position, has no consideration for the child, the unborn child, and what is developing in a woman's body. And, oh yeah, by the way, that wouldn't have happened without a man being part of it. But let's not talk about that, because it's all in incubation, and it is, as Santorum said, you're treating this like as if it's chattel, like it's property. This is a human being that we're talking about. But you can't talk about that in those terms. And I say this is a human being because even women who have participated in abortions understand that it is a human being, in increasing numbers. This is why the trend is turning, and people like Christine Quinn, women like Christine Quinn, are becoming more and more staunch and anchoring in on their position, because they see Roe v. Wade as something that is sacrosanct in their world. And how dare anybody take this on and try to upend it and reverse, this, because they see it as a woman's right. Well, like any right, it, comes with responsibilities. And what is turning here is the truth that is coming out, just like what was shown in a 4D display there in New York City in Times Square with Focus on the Family with Alive in New York, was a 4D ultrasound. And so you can see, the arms and legs. And Alveda King said that it was actually a sonogram of Abby Johnson. It was her baby. And I don't know if you were aware of this, but she is expecting number 8. And so her baby was shown on display there in New York City. So cool. And, for those of you that do not know the story, of course, which was shown and in the movie Unplanned, Abby was for 8 years was a worker with and a director not all 8 years, but the last part of them, she was a director for Planned Parenthood in a clinic in Texas. And like Christine Quinn, believed that, you know, it's a woman's right, and she felt like she was providing health care services, knew that abortion was part of it, but had kind of accommodated it in her mind, that this was, you know, that this was nondescript tissue, you know, like a tumor, could be taken out, no big deal. And that was her perception, and that's what she held to until she was confronted with the truth one day. And one day she was asked to go back into a room, a procedure room, and witnessed an actual abortion herself, and saw, this is a child. You can't deny this. This is not excess tissue. This is a baby, a live baby that a few seconds ago was alive but is now dead. And she was there to see this. And for Abby, I mean, she was, you know, as a clinic director, I mean, she was associated with thousands of abortions. And the weight of that reality crushed her. It absolutely crushed her. And it brought her into that crossroads of truth where she had to make a decision and see what it was. And meanwhile, you know, the conflict was her family understood this. But, you know, in loving Abby, I mean, it's her daughter, and they had to allow her to get through, you know, this process. And when she realized that it was a baby and she had to reconcile that truth, you know, she could no longer, you know, work for Planned Parenthood and walked away. And this is what Unplanned is all about, the movie. And, of course, a little bit later on this year, you know, Dr. Alveda King speaking, which she's the executive producer of this movie called Roe v. Wade that's coming out. So there's a lot of reality and understanding that is coming out about abortion. And experientially, with 61 million abortions here in the United States alone, the women who have gone through this and have bought into the lie that it's just excess tissue, as I say, you hear me, you know, relate to you when I speak with women who have been involved in abortion, the crushing thing, I mean, it really crushes me. And I feel for them because they tell me, you know, my child would have been 7 years old today, or my child would have been 13. Or in the case of, you know, the director of Roe v. Wade, you know, Nick Loeb, you know, he says, Bill, my child would have been 23. And he says that to me, as they all do, with, you know, tears of regret, you know, flowing down their cheeks. So what does that say, you know, about the reality of abortion and the truth of abortion? You see, those things you cannot talk away. That reality is what wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, oh my God, what have I done? What have I been part of? And what is furthering the discomfort of all this, and this is what truth has a way of doing, because it does gnaw away with you. Not only does it wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it is awakening the hearts of men who have been passively involved. You know, in some cases, didn't tell the woman they had pregnated that, hey, look it, I'm there for you. You know, we can't do this. I'll be there to support. You know, we may not be married, and we may not get married, but this is our child, and there's other things that we can consider besides abortion. And men are waking up to that responsibility. And they run the full gamut, the full spectrum. In some cases where men didn't even know that the woman was pregnant, and realizes later on, as I know from somebody else, that, you know, almost committed suicide over this when they realized that they had a child and the woman went and had an abortion, and they didn't find out that she, you know, didn't find out that she was pregnant until after the abortion. So, you know, as I say, it's not, we're not trying to make anybody innocent here. It's only here's the reality, and it runs the full spectrum. Because it's not just guys saying, hey, look, I don't want any responsibility. I don't want anything to do with this. You're on your own. Yes, has that happened? Yes, I'm sure that's part and parcel of the case. But it runs the full spectrum, as I said. It's not just that, you know, the guy says, hey, go get an abortion. I want nothing to do with you. You know, you also have those stories where the guys do not know. And guys are realizing, hey, look, they had a son or daughter. And grandparents are realizing the same thing. So the truth and that reality is breaking hearts around the country. And this is why hearts and minds are changing, ladies and gentlemen.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you use Uber or Lyft to get around on a regular basis, today you'll have to make alternate arrangements. As drivers for both ride services nationwide are taking part in a one-day strike, this Uber driver in Washington, D.C. says,
the top five executives have done over $140 million last year, while drivers all over the place don't have enough money.
He and others saying essentially the company's getting rich off paying them low wages. At least one student dead, eight others injured after two students opened fire at a school near Denver yesterday afternoon. An 18-year-old and a 17-year-old are in custody. Severe weather again threatening the south central U.S. today. Tornadoes are possible in Texas and Oklahoma, where yesterday baseball-sized hail was reported. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I got to tell you, speaking French and Russian is really tough, especially these days, in the world of political correctness. I'm just saying, you've got to be careful. Bombshell that came out last night about Jerry Nadler's son. I don't know if you heard about this, but Jerry Nadler, who is head of the Judiciary Committee that is causing all these problems with Mueller and Trump and, it goes on and on. I think America has about had it. With all these investigations that they're doing, because there's so much more that as a country united, we could be affecting on behalf of the people. And, to his credit, the president continues to stay focused on the job at hand. But meanwhile, Jerry Nadler's son, we find out, is working for a firm suing our president. What do you think? Should he recuse himself? Well, Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. Jenny, of course, the founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I want to talk, Jenny Beth, about what the president is doing about Iran. But real quick, I wanted to get your take on this. I mean, this whole morass of interconnectivity of, dastardly deeds and attack on our government, The way the woof and worf of it all, you know, Nadler and all the Democrats, and then you find out, well, his son is working, you know, for the firm, and, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, is it any wonder that people's brains are bruised over all this overload of information?
Well, that's a good way to think of it, that it is an overload of information. But there are a few simple key things that it all goes back to. And one is that there is this entitled ruling class, establishment class in Washington, D.C., who they look out for themselves. They take care of themselves. They get their sons jobs. They go after investigate. You know, they're all just, it's all intertwined. And then they attack people like the president. And if it weren't the president, you know, if it's not the president, first we also see the attacks that they have against the NRA. We've seen the attacks that they had against other groups and people in the Obama years. So they continue to do this. They go after anyone who is challenging their way of life. And right now, certainly, President Trump is the biggest challenge to their way of life.
Well, he threatens the status quo. I mean, he's come into D.C., and D.C. is like it's like a whole other culture, all on its own. As you say, the ruling class, if anything is bipartisan in D.C., it is that elite ruling class. There's no doubt that that has been clear. So, and I always hate that thing. Well, you know, it's a both sides issue, but the reality is anything, if anything's bipartisan, it is that ruling class structure that they find their lane and their acceptability to operate in, so that way they don't stress anybody out and they still get invited to those special cocktail parties, right?
Oh, they really do. And there are people in both sides of the aisle who are part of it, and they want to be able to go out in the evenings and have their kids in school together and whatever else they do. I don't quite know all the things they do outside of just the implications I see in my own life because I don't live there. Thank you.
Right. Well, it's a special club. It's a unique special club, you know, just for them. And I think that that's why, in part, Bob Mueller had to form the report, his report, the way he did. He knew there was nothing there. And what's coming out, Jenny Beth, is that he knew a lot sooner than he reported, held back that information. And again, you know, what are we running into? I mean, the whole, you know, the whole issue of the Mueller investigation was talking about the breakdown in integrity of our election process and that there was a threat of outside influence. But we're not even talking about the threat of domestic influence. And dare I say that his holding back information that there was nothing there with the Russian collusion and he drug it out beyond the 2018 elections, could you argue that that information would have been helpful in allowing the Republicans to hold on to the House?
Yes, absolutely it would have been helpful. Look at how President Trump's approval ratings they're still fluctuating, of course, but they are on an upward trend, it appears, right now, since the Mueller report finally did come out and the conclusions from the report came out a few weeks before that. People know that President Trump is not a perfect man. So the part in book B in the second book of the Mueller report isn't going to be so as shocking. We hear the day-to-day drama on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post that happens in the White House constantly. So none of that's really that shocking.
Right.
The thing that I think was most shocking is, wait a minute, there was not Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. He wasn't actually conspiring with Russia to fix the election. We all, as Americans, should be very concerned about foreign influence in our election. And I think that what we see with the Democrats right now, what I read in the Mueller report is that they wanted to create division and discord in our country. And if that was ultimately their goal, more than anything else, if that was their goal, we're helping them succeed in that. And the Democrats and even Mueller have helped them succeed in that because they've taken the things that have happened online and the innuendo and just blown it even bigger. further out of proportion. Mm-hmm. So we have to guard against that. But I frankly think that the Democrats and some of the people involved in the investigation were causing much more discord and division in our country than President Trump or the Russians.
Well, you know, again, I think it's reasonable, Jenny Beth. I mean, to consider, here's Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a businessman. He walks away from his business, compromises, I would say, at least 50% of his brand. He and his family, Ivanka, what they have put on the line to serve this country. And businessmen go in to solve problems. And he sees America in a spiral. And they've got a lot of problems here in River City. So he's got ideas on how to fix them. And so far, so good. I mean, he's been moving around, moving along in the right direction. I mean, look what the economy and I mean, we're not talking theoretical. These are practical things that are happening because of policies that he's embraced and what his leadership has brought to bear, you know, not only on our economy, what's happening with our energy spectrum overseas, our standing. Again, we are respected internationally. We lost a lot of respect under the Obama administration. So he's already made a difference, but this is, he's had to do this with his hands tied behind his back because he's had little help, as you mentioned, even from people in his own party, what the Democrats have done to resist what Donald Trump is bringing to bear on the Beltway. They don't like it. This, you know, our country has been due for some sort of Chapter 11 adjustment. All these favors and all these sacred cows that have been allowed to exist and perpetuate in our government that have, are part and parcel to the $21 trillion of debt that we have, this has all been part of the program. And they want, they don't want Donald Trump there because he's upsetting their party. And, you know, that they've been happy, the cocktail parties and everything that they enjoy. And Donald Trump's exposing them for what they are. And so, look at, you know, as people have said time and again, we've got the 2020 elections there around the corner. So, America, wake up and vote wisely with some discernment to understand what these 2018 elections did to this president in terms of slowing down the process. I mean, without this resistance, where would America, where could we be right now? Could we be looking at a 5 or 6% GDP? Could we be making some headway with illegal immigration? Could we be making some great headway with health care? I mean, the possibilities are endless, Jenny Beth, are they not?
They really are, and they, and this investigation and the attacks against President Trump took up more than 2 years of his presidency, and more than half of his first term in office. But he's still done so much despite that, and we have to help him continue to do even more throughout the rest of his first term, because it's a very short amount of time each term in office that he has, and we have to make sure we get the most that we can out
exactly.
of that. It's incredible what we've already received. Imagine what more we can get before election.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our old friend Bob Walsh. I had to go all the way to the big island of Hawaii to chase him down. Bob thought he was going to retire and be in the beautiful island of Hawaii with his daughter. And but for God, huh? God has other plans for you, Robert.
I love being in the God plan, not the Bob plan.
Amen.
And if they align, that's all the better yet. But when they don't, I'll definitely move his direction, I hope.
Well, it's good to be talking with Bob Walaszewski. It's been a while. We've missed him for so many years. We talked every week.
He was
focused on the family's director of media and culture and plugged in. And, of course, Adam Holtz has been filling in for you since, Bob. He's been doing an outstanding job. So you definitely have trained the right people, and they were able to come in behind you. But since then, I mean, you still continue to do a little bit of work with, Focus and doing some movie reviews. But what I want to, share with our audience and bring them up to date, because, they've missed you as well, is, people think, it's not like you went to Hawaii and put your heels on the desk and you're just out there, in a canoe or on a surfboard or anything like that. Is that you're in the God plan here, right?
I have such a burden and such an overwhelming, I don't know if I use desire, if you will, deep down inside me, a God desire that the body of Christ honors the Lord Jesus with their entertainment choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, as a general rule, now I'm generalizing, Bill, but of the 1 billion-ish people on the planet today that say they have Jesus as their personal Savior, I don't think it's a high percentage of those that think much about their media choices and how it lines up with what God might think. They make their decisions like the world makes. You know, what does the world say? The world says, hey, Avengers Endgame is the most popular film in the nation. And then they run and go get it. Or they say, oh, wow, so-and-so's in the movie, and I love that actor. I love that actress. Or, wow, the special effects. They spent millions. I've got to go see those 40 car crashes in the first couple minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying those things aren't worth considering or that they're not even unimportant. But I just say that when it comes to making decisions, whether it's movies, whether it's music, whether it's video games, whether it's television shows, there's just higher principles to make decisions based on. And so I still have a burden to share that. Mm-hmm. I love it when I get an opportunity. I wrote a book on the subject, and those principles in the book are still motivating me to do what I can to share it and help get the word out.
Well, those are important boundaries, Bob, that you're alluding to here, because we have to constantly ask ourselves when it comes to the kingdom of God, because that's what Jesus came to present to us, was the kingdom of God. Are we adding or taking away? Are we being casual about it? Whenever you read anything about God in His Word, it is God Almighty. It is so awesome, or as C.S. Lewis would refer to it as ineffable, beyond awesome. That, you know, if you have that understanding and that perception to consider God in those terms, then you realize that we're here to be a force in the culture for good, because otherwise evil will take hold, which it has. I mean, it's taken over these media outlets in so many ways because of the casualness of people of faith that think that it's okay, we'll just go along to get along. But meanwhile, here we are, we find ourselves, because of our casualness, having to deal with some serious topics like, you know, what bathroom to use. What happens when your child comes to you and says, hey, look it, I'm thinking about, I know I'm genetic, I look at myself, I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl. And I've had these feelings. And the culture is telling the child as if, you know, it's a normal thing to question some of these issues. I would say that it is a challenge, and I know that this might be problematic, because I want to say it's abnormal to think that you want to reconstruct your body and start cutting it up.
In the media world, it follows that. Take a show like HBO's Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Many Christians have been consumers of that show, or it wouldn't have been so wildly popular. But I have to say that it's softcore pornography. Mm-hmm. And although I'm sure it's well written and I'm sure there's a storyline that's interesting, the fringe, or maybe the main part of it in many cases, I'd only watch the first episode. I watched the first episode as part of my job as director of Plugged In. I felt I needed to. And I won't even describe the end scene, but it was so nasty and so awful that I forever etched in my mind just how bad this show was. Or 13 Reasons Why, for instance, very popular show on Netflix that, I mean, millions of teenagers have watched, that Netflix stands and says, well, it was a cautionary show to help kids not want to take their lives.
Wow.
But you know what, Bill? One of the things that got me jazzed just recently is I was watching the national news, and lo and behold, they said there's been a new study, National Institute of Health, that's looked at the number of suicides from the 10 to 17 age group since that show came out. And they found out after the season one was released, there was a 28.9% increase, unexpected, totally off the charts, unexpected increase in suicides based on that show.
They attributed directly to that show, that statistic?
Here's the thing. The study can't absolutely prove or make that correlation with absolute, you know, they wonder, was there some other factor going on in the culture that we're just not aware of? But I say that even though we can't prove it, we've just got to say common sense that that show took a 17-year-old girl, Hannah Baker, in the show, who committed suicide in the very first episode and left these cassette tapes behind where she blamed everyone else for why she had to kill herself because it's all everyone else's fault. And they glorified it and glamorized it in such a way that it was inevitable to have copycats. I talked to a woman named Patrice Bright from Alabama. Her husband, Joseph, they lost their daughter, Anna, who was 13 or 14. I can't remember which. But she had very sneakily watched all the shows of 13 Reasons Why, even talked to her mom and mentioned, what do you think about, you know, the show a little bit? Gave a little bit of clues that she had been pondering the show.
Right.
And then one day her brother was the first one in the house and found her in the bathroom. And she was in the tub like the protagonist of the show. Didn't commit suicide exactly in the same way, but you could tell that she had modeled it after the show. Mm-hmm. And if it was just that one girl that followed suit and did that, it's awful and it's wrong. But there's a handful of them that we know, including a young man in Peru that jumped off a building that said it was related to the show itself. So it's just those kind of things that parents have to be extra vigilant
exactly.
to say, what are my kids watching? What am I watching? How am I modeling it? Is this making a positive impact on my kids? Is it making a negative impact? And not just say, I did fine as a kid. They'll do fine. It'll all work out in the wash. No, sometimes it doesn't work out in the wash.
Yeah, sometimes it works out in suicide. And that's what we're hearing more and more about. Bob, why is it? Why is it our kids are under attack right now? We've only got a couple of minutes left here. But, you know, that's my question is why? Why is this happening to our children right now? As adults, are we dropping our guard? Are we allowing them to be more vulnerable than ever?
Well, I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but in John 10:10, the words of Jesus says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
And then Jesus goes, but I've come to give you life and life more abundant. But in that first part, what the devil has, and I think we've given him just more wiggle room culturally, more room in our family.
Mm-hmm.
We've allowed our kids to watch more. We've allowed them to play more brutal games.
Mm-hmm.
We've allowed them to have a Netflix password account, and we don't even know what they're watching.
Exactly.
And I just say it's time to realize that the devil does come to steal, kill, and destroy. And as parents, we have to model it. As parents, we have to know what our kids' world is. As parents, we have to set biblical principles to help guide their lives. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Not, if you get around to it, you might want to think about guarding your heart. It's kind of a good thing to do every now and then. No, above all else, guard your heart.
Well, Bob, I believe that whether it's the devil or anybody else for that matter, if they say they're coming to kill you, maybe you ought to listen up and do something about it. I'm just saying. Bob, I know your heart is toward the youth, and there might be, I know there's churches or organizations, because of your experience and your heart toward the youth, that would love to have you come and speak. If they want to, how can they connect with you to engage you to come out to their campus, to come out to their church?
Well, Bill, if you don't mind, just make my phone number available to any of those that would go online and send you an email or give the ministry a call. I would love that.
And we're going to link the information on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Bob Olszewski, aloha from the Big Island of Hawaii. He is with us, and we're looking forward to having Bob again on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah,
you got it. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Blessings.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.